on the WhatsApp line. Hi, Mandy. I went to my hairdresser the other day. She's got a home-based salon. Hairdresser, assistant, 4 clients, no masks. During my visit, the maskless client sitting next to me tells me the story of her... Oh, let me find this message. I've just lost it now. Hang on a second. Of her son testing positive for COVID 2 weeks ago and how he had to self-isolate in his room. People have become way too reckless and complacent. And that's exactly what we're talking about next. The World Health Organization warning of a new wave of COVID-19 infections in Africa. And this is due to delayed vaccine supplies, a slow rollout, new variants. The health department also expressing concerns over COVID-19 increases in some districts in the country. So let's speak now to Professor Mosa Moshabele, who's the Acting Deputy Vice Chancellor of Research and Innovation at the University of KwaZulu-Natal. Prof, thank you for your time today. How worried are you about this third wave and how imminent is it?
Good day, Mandy and listeners. I think that a part of me is worried because I think people are tired, and I feel like in a way the communication systems, people who control them forget that, you know, keeping people inspired to adhere to prevention measures is work, as much work as one needs to procure vaccines. You know, you need to keep fuel going to encourage people to stay adherent to all these measures. And people are tired, and it's understandable, but we cannot afford to be tired because the virus is not tired, and we have seen all these many variants of concerns and that are highly transmissible. And so we really have to make a lot of effort to make sure that people are on board, Mandy. And I think this is a responsibility that we all have to take, you know, in all sectors of society. It's not just government. And so I would really like to see that whatever happens, we would have done our best. That's my hope.
Prof, we've been talking a lot about what's happening in India at the moment. What are the possibilities of us seeing that kind of situation here with huge demands on oxygen and just not enough beds? Surely we've had enough time now to prepare for a potential third wave.
You know, Mandy, I would say that we've seen a little bit of that, if you recall what happened in the Eastern Cape at some point. And I think, fortunately for South Africa, for some reason, so far, South Africans had been able to comply with the restrictions. And I suppose even the restrictions that we had put in place in the past, especially the second wave, you know, they really helped curb problems that related to very aggressive variants of the virus. So India is encountering that, but they don't necessarily have restrictions in place. They don't have strong measures that depend on members of society in place to curb the infections. And it's a large population, densely populated. And for me, I don't think that we would get to that point in South Africa, if I'm being honest. But I do worry that complacency can lead to a situation where the variants of concern can go on a runaway infection, like a runaway train, if we are not careful. I just think that we have an opportunity to prevent that, and we should use it as much as possible.
We just can't afford to be complacent. Professor Mosa Moshabele, the Acting Deputy Vice Chancellor for Research and Innovation at the University of KwaZulu-Natal. We do have 10 days until that rollout of the vaccine starts. Of course, the frontline medical healthcare workers have been vaccinated, many of them, but 10 days, 17th of May, that's when we're supposed to see the rollout, and it cannot come soon enough.